Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I prefer Who Jacked It as the name of this contest.
Okay, that is finalist number one.
Yes.
Okay?
That's my vote. I'm giving that, putting all of my thoughts.
All your support.
All of my support. Okay.
So here's the contest. All three of us, Beadle, Zoe, me, Hardy, we are going to draft three Red Sox players. We're going to keep track.
Three players each.
Of home run totals throughout the entire season. Whoever wins the pot, we're all putting in $100.
Right.
Okay, so we have to come up with a name for the contest.
Yes.
Finalist number one, suggested by NBC Sports Boston producer Josh Fowler, Who Jacked It? Which leads me to believe it's safe for TV.
Yes.
So
that's part of my reasoning.
That's important. Who Jacked It? That's a good one.
Okay, that's a good one.
I like bit off the rails suggestion that we had earlier, which was Meat Launcher Derby.
I love that one.
It's just weird enough to work.
Yeah. Because I could see that spring thing being like a launcher. And
yes.
Just a big chunk of meat on it.
So Meat and Launcher that, Derby that, could be another finalist.
Meat goes deep. I'm going to go.
And speaking of deep,
I'm going to go balls deep.
Balls
deep is another one. We also have one from another Twitter suggestion from Josh, who calls this. It's just funny, so it works. The four-bag willy wag.
Four bags. Four bags.
That's a good one.
That might be a little too cute for its own good.
Yeah.
Four bag willy wag. I think you got to narrow it down to three. I think three is even too many. I think we go with two or three at the most.
Laney, you got anything? Billy Laney?
Yeah, we said we weren't going to make any kind Billy's of decision busy. Until Billy Laney got in.
Well, the Yankees are. Yeah. Billy's busy in there.
Oh, is he he's tied
watching,
up?
Yeah, he's watching Yankees get introduced.
Billy, you got nothing? Nothing?
I feel
suggestions here.
You want to have any fun, Billy, today?
What did he say? Who jacked it? He wants who jacked it.
I feel like as much as I like the baseballs going deep into the stands.
Balls deep.
Could be problematic.
It could be.
I feel like that's one that we may not be able to get away with all season.
And that's why you need the meat launcher.
The worst thing that could possibly happen is to have to change the name of this segment.
Yep, and that might not be quite TV approved quite yet, I was just told.
Balls deep?
Or who jacked
balls
it?
Deep? Who jacked it?
Oh. Who jacked it?
Why? Who jacked it is completely
it's not 100% approved yet.
I would say that's borderline, and I'm even like over the top. The
who jacked it? Who jacked it last night?
Who jacked
a home run? There's nothing wrong with that.
Benintendi. Mookie Betts.
He jacked that one.
Seventh inning.
Jim comes in every
go
day.
Go ahead,
goes,
run.
Oh,
solo shot.
That one.
Yeah, who jacked it?
And then we answer every day who had the home run. I mean, that's how we
play. Yeah.
It's asking the question that will be answered in the segment.
I wonder what callers think.
Okay, so if that one is questionable right now on the TV
that's
side.
Not questionable.
Okay,
stop it.
Can we take balls deep off the table then?
Yeah, let's take balls deep out.
So let's narrow it down to
take the balls deep out.
Who jacked it versus Meat Launcher Derby?
Meat Launcher Derby's a winner.
I don't like Meat Launcher Derby. It's funny to say.
Meat Launcher's going to make me laugh.
I think we have a clear-cut winner in Who Jacked It.
I think so, too. The
but
Meat
if
Launcher
we can't
Derby's gonna
use
get,
it.
You're going to get sick of saying that game 65.
Can I,
we
can use can it. I call it Meat Launcher
we
can, Derby, though?
We have no restrictions on like that. That is not any sort of FCC violation. If TV doesn't want to go along with it, that's their problem, not ours.
Oh, just can't use it on a Friday
during Lent. There's nothing wrong with us saying that.
Can't use it on a Friday during Lent. That's all.
Meat launcher derby?
Can't have meat launcher derby on Friday during Lent.
But we're not doing that one. We're doing who jacked it.
But if I was going to do it myself, like you do. Yeah, okay. All right. We'll do who jacked it. Who jacked it?
Who jacked it?
Who jacked it?
Who jacked it?
The obvious winner here.
I motion that we take a vote on it right now. Do I have a second? All right. So we have a second motion for the vote. All in favor of who jacked it is the name of our home run contest for this season. Say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed?
Motion passes.
Who jacked it?
There you go. Well, that's now done. About time. Okay. Now we need to...
fill 52 more minutes.
No, we don't need to fill 52 more minutes. What we need to do is draw from a hat is what we need to do.
Oh, we're going to do the draft today.
Yeah.
Game start tonight. We have to do the draft today.
Well, I'll put.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right.
How about I'll put three numbers in my pocket and you guys pull them out.
I think I might have some playing cards here. I'll just draw them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so. Wait. What weirdo travels with playing cards in their backpack?
Can we put them in a hat? Where'd that Red Sox hat go? It's still out there in the drawer.
I keep these on that desk. In my little satchel all the time.
Let's go get the Red Sox hat
when we do the Masters draft. I just pull out a 1, 2, and 3.
Did you get invited yet? Are you able to go to the Masters yet? You try every year. That's coming.
I stopped trying. Totally new method. I'm going to stop trying. See if I get an invite that way. All right, there we go. I have three cards. Look at this. 1, 2, and 3.
Unbelievable. Look at this. Look at this though. Pulls this out of his bag.
He's too busy on his phone.
Zoe!
Yeah, I see it.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
All right, little cards.
Intern, hat.
Walk around back. Other side of the camera, intern.
Other side, behind the desk.
Child.
We'll put the 1, 2, and 3 in the hat. And make sure you mix them up, okay? Mix them up. You can look at them. You don't have to hide them. We're the ones picking.
Go over to Beetle first, please.
Now, is this the pick you're going to get, number 1, 2, or 3, or is it you get to choose? Does number one get to choose which pick they
get? No, whatever you draw is what you get.
Yeah.
Don't
look at it. Don't look at it. Why did you look at it? Damn it.
Sorry.
Was I not clear when I say don't look at it?
Do it over
again. No, go ahead.
Do it over?
No. He looked. Zoe, choose.
Do it over?
No.
Okay. I got the first pick. Zoe, what'd you get?
Number 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Hardy, you have 3, 4, and 5.
You have 3, 4, 5.
All right, get out of here, intern. Thank you.
Hey, intern.
Are we ready to draft?
I need that card back, intern. Run this way.
Do we need more time, or are we ready to draft?
I need Beatles card, too. Could you bring that back over?
Oh, we need more time here. We got...
You need what? Prep time?
No.
You have the same.
We can do it now. You want to do it too?
I'm ready to go.
I bet you are.
If you need more preparation time, I get it.
I've got the toughest one here.
You do.
Of course you're ready to go.
You need to make big picks, 3 picks in a row, and you were bragging earlier about how if you had the 3rd pick, you'd be taking Jackie Bradley Jr. So let's see if you
How do you know I wasn't just...
Let's see if you follow through on that big talk.
He's got 3 picks in a row. If Bradley Jr. is going to be one of his picks, he probably wants to pick him 3rd to get his, get him thinking good about himself. He was the 3rd pick in the draft.
I actually believe the 2nd pick is the best pick to get here. Because you get the 2nd pick in the following 2 rounds after getting what is, will already be a quality player.
Yeah, let's pick him right now. Let's do it.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead. We know who you're taking.
Don't you think there's a decision to be made here?
For you, yes.
No.
Yeah, I think there is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're silly.
Oh, there's a decision.
You're silly.
I think there is.
Okay, fine. If you want to give the contest to Zoe, by all means, overthink this one.
Go ahead. Take him. Take the everyday player, not the DH. Go ahead. Take him.
No, I'm going to take J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, I'll take bets.
With the first pick.
What do you got there, sweetheart?
For my 3 players, I'm going Xander Bogaerts.
Good pick.
Rafael Devers.
Shoot!
And Jackie Bradley Jr.
You are unbelievable. Talking about giving it to Zoe.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's got the new swing.
Let's see, Zoe. What do you got?
You say Benintendi?
No, I did not.
I'll take Benintendi. So I got Betts and Benintendi. I got the killer bees.
All right.
Championship. championship.
Bogarts, Devers, Benintendi. I will take Mitchie Moreland.
I knew you were going to do that.
Zoe's got the toughest decision out of all of them. This sucks. I do not envy you, sir.
Why?
Because you got to pick somebody now from a group of guys who essentially had low single-digit home run totals last year.
Who could play more? Because somebody's naked. I'm going to go with Brock Holt. I'm going to take Holt. What did he hit last year? Seven?
I think Pedroia hit more than him in like 12 games.
Oh, really? Will he play? A little leader?
Actually, you could have gone with Nunez, who had 10 last year, but it's too late. You
already took Brock Holt.
Yeah. I'll take Holt. Okay. All right. There we go.
I'm going to take, with my final pick. Ooh, this is so, so difficult.
In the sweet old summertime.
I'm going to go Steve Pearce.
That's not bad. I like it.
You know, it's assuming he splits some time at first base with Moreland. That way I'll always have somebody in the game.
You're like the guy who picks the two running backs from the same team in football.
Yeah. Going with a handcuff. Home run derby handcuff here. Steve Pearce, World Series MVP. So we've got our teams. I've got J.D. Martinez, Mitch Moreland, and Steve Pearce. Zoe has Betts, Benintendi, and Holt.
That's a great team.
And Hardy has Bogarts, Devers, and Jackie Bradley Jr.
Former Jimmy Jacker, that was.
And the old Jimmy Jacker contest known as Who Jacked It? And there's $100 on the line with a pot of $300 that the winner will get. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Very good.
So Holt's not in the lineup tonight, and Pierce is on the injured list. Everyone else is in the lineup.
Don't worry. Holt will get his.
And there are no injury replacements. No injury replacements allowed. No.
Nope.
If a player is traded for some reason by the Red Sox, you will keep their home runs with their new team.
Fair enough.
Okay?
Fair enough.
Those are the rules.
Okay.
These are the guys you are stuck with the whole year.
I really like my lineup.
I really like both of your lineups better than mine, is what I would say.
Thank you.
So once again, Beetle, you've got JD.
Jadle.
Yeah.
Jadle. He spends
it. It's on the screen if you need it.
Very good.
It's on the screen.
Mitchie two bags.
Yep.
Doubles don't count for anything.
It's not an untitled contest. It's the Who Jacked It Zolak and Bertrand.
I like Meat Launcher.
The Who Jacked It Challenge.
Meat Launcher.
Somebody said Meat Missiles on Twitter.
Meat Missiles.
Meat Missiles.
Damn it. No, well, too bad. Meat Missile Derby.
Oh, cargo.
(laughs) 617-779-0985. The telephone number. Some more Red Sox thoughts on the way. More your calls as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Matt McCarthy of Hardcore Baseball Podcast on 98.5thesportshub.com has already handicapped the race and jacked it.
Now, we didn't tell him whose team was whose when he picked
this. Oh, good. So he just looked at the lineups. Who does he like? Who's his favorite?
Favorite is Hardy. Slightly
Hardy
over Beetle.
Slight favorite.
Ooh. I'm the underdog?
Whose team's the other team, he said. I said Zoe's. He said his team's terrible.
Betts, Benintendi, and Holt are terrible.
He doesn't buy Benintendi's power.
Oh, really?
Really?
I don't buy his editing skills. Sorry.
Just kidding.
Hey, what do you want me to do?
So Jimmy. I'm the...
What's up, bud?
So Hardy's the favorite. I'm just behind Hardy. And Zoe's team is...
Sucks. Yeah. Benintendi bets and Holt suck.
Again,
yeah.
Handicapped by good. Matt McCarthy. Hardcore baseball talk. Catch that podcast on our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Going by last year's statistics, Hardy, how would we have ranked?
Totals. Last year's totals. If we go by last year's totals for our...
meat launcher.
Meat launcher derby. What are we calling it?
Meat launcher derby.
Who jacked it? Who jacked it last year? Well, Beatles team of J.D. Martinez, Mitch Moreland, and Steve Pierce, they jacked it 65 times. Zoe's team of Mookie Betts, Andrew Benintendi, and Brock Holt jacked it 55 times.
That's a lot of jacking.
My team of Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, and Jackie Bradley Jr. jacked it a combined 57 times. So
this thing's almost a dead heat.
It's pretty close. Hey, you know what? It's
Hardy,
good teams.
Hardy, I think you have bad numbers on my team.
Why?
What was your number that you came up with?
65, I thought he said.
65.
Yeah, it's actually 69. 69. I think I know why you got the wrong number. You didn't count Pierce's home runs before he got traded to the Red Sox.
Well, that's a good point.
Jammed down for seven home
point.
Runs.
See, that's a good learning point here.
Idiot!
Yeah.
No, but if any of these guys get, none of them are really going to get traded.
He had four home runs prior to being traded to the Red Sox, so my number would have been 69 last year to 55.
Actually, I could see all but two of these guys potentially getting traded.
Well, I don't think that...
I don't think any of them are, but in terms of untradeables, no, there's only... Three.
Will Steve Pierce play in 76 games this year?
I don't know. We should do a show poll like in Nebraska, like they were doing sports radio in Nebraska, and do a poll, show poll. Do you Nebraska. Think Steve Pierce will hit? Yes.
No. Is that how they do it in Nebraska? I wouldn't even know how they do it in Nebraska.
Vote.
Well, it would be about Husker football.
24-hour contest.
Be the first thing that they would do.
How long is this poll up?
We're going to also get back to this Ryan Brazier situation.
How excited are you for the spring game?
Real excited.
Option one, real excited. Option two, very excited. Option three, I'm so excited I can't even vote.
Option three.
Poll ends in 7 days.
Option three, state fair excited.
Talk about it.
State fair excited.
Paul's in New Hampshire. He had a take on Ryan Brazier. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing okay.
My name's Paul from New Hampshire. I'm originally from Milford, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I played baseball most of my young life because that's all my family could afford was a baseball glove. And we had farm teams where you'd get a hat and a T-shirt, and you'd try out, and you'd make the Little League. If you made the Little League, the local pharmacy, Davenport Pharmacy, was sponsored me, and then you moved on to Babe Ruth.
Okay.
And
all right.
Up the ladder. My question is I was privileged. My parents would take away my baseball glove if I didn't do good in school. Never mind let me not be in school. And nowadays with these contracts, these guys are making so much money, I can't even take my granddaughter to a game. They're so expensive. And it's kind of crazy. And Zolak wanted to talk to me earlier. I have no problem talking to him. I think he's a great guy. He was a great ball player. And what is Brazier teaching his child?
Okay, we're gonna end it there.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. Friend of yours?
He said you didn't want to talk to him earlier.
But he thinks you're a great guy.
Great ball player.
He's upset with Ryan Brazier for allowing his child
stuff?
To miss 21 days.
Seriously, where
October.
Do people come up with this stuff?
See, that's kind of my thing too. And again, Jim will rail against this, saying it's a life experience watching your father play baseball. I think the more important lesson here is no matter anything else going on in the world, there are times when exceptions can be made. But for the most part, you need to be in school. You need to get an education.
You need to go to work.
And the
you
first thing
for work.
First thing you need to do, up until, look, if you're a genius, if you're some kind of a savant and you get to college and you don't have to attend class and you can get your PhD without ever cracking a book, that's one thing. But in first grade, lesson number one about going to school is show up for school. Don't be late. When you get there, hopefully pay attention. You got to go to school. That's it. That's the lesson about school. And to pull your kid out for that many, you want to see your dad pitch in the World Series or a game in the ALCS? Of course. The entire month he's gone? And then to have the audacity to complain about it once you get back? What did you think was going to happen? It's a classic case of, so if everybody behaved the way Ryan Brazier did and his family, the world wouldn't work. If everyone just did whatever they wanted all the time, I'm looking in a certain direction, the world wouldn't work.
Right. Look at him, that picture next to you, Ryan Brazier. He's got a little crazy in him. You know what I mean?
A little bit.
Looks like he's a little tapped.
Right. If everybody did like Ryan Brazier, schools wouldn't function. That's a dysfunctional environment. Pull your kid out as long as you want. No, you have to go to school. That's why we have the classes the size they are, the number of teachers that we have, and the cafeteria that orders that many hot dogs for the day. It's based on kids going to school.
Yeah.
And when you're absent, you have to have an excuse. And daddy wanting you to watch him pitch in the World Series is not a good enough excuse. Maybe for a few days, not for a month. Nope. Not good enough.
Biggest thing that stood out is he's an 8-year-old first grader. I mean, to me, that's somebody's been held back for sports reasons.
Yep. Oh, so he's
that. It's called reclassifying.
Yeah. Do you really?
Red shirt in a kindergartner.
John is in Stoughton. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
I just wanted to say the situation is he got charged for his son missing school. When I was in, like, sixth grade, I missed something like 59 days of school. And, I mean, it wasn't like I was going to, like, baseball games. I was just playing, like, Final Fantasy VII screwing around. But, I mean, we never got charged a penny.
Excuse me?
You missed 59 days?
59 days of school you missed out of 180.
Yes, and I passed. I think it's because my French teacher hated me, and I hated her, too. But it didn't really matter. She just passed me on the final quiz, even though I just basically kept saying colors over and over again. It's supposed to be a very long conversation, but it ended up just being me being like, you know, saying like, you know, whatever red and blue is in French. I have no idea how to speak French this day.
And had you, if you were to do it all over again, would you miss a third of the school year again? Is that a good plan, do you think?
Well, see, this is a different era because at that time, my brother used to get home from school before me. And in order to keep the lie up, I would go and hide out in the woods for like an hour and a half. And this is before smartphones.
Okay.
This is
not a lot of smart taking place at all.
This is like phones. Maybe he grew up
smart.
Maybe
no
he grew
smart
up
anything.
Maybe he grew up in Goodfellas, like Henry Hill. When Henry kept skipping school and he went.
If one
that
more
guy's
letter
head.
Comes from that school,
that
school to this kid's house.
Officer. One more letter, that truant officer goes in his kid's house. Into the oven. Goes in a freaking oven. How you like that?
Into the oven, you go head first. You understand?
It goes back to Goodfellas.
So the caller's point was he should be hiding out in the woods. I don't know. We didn't get to the end of it.
The caller's point was
next.
Caller's point was I missed 59 days of school. It was no big deal. And I didn't get in trouble or fined. Yeah, I'm sure not
hide
one
in the woods.
Not one letter.
I'm glad
home.
He could take time out in between surgeries to call us. It's probably maybe he's just on call today. Maybe he didn't have anything scheduled.
Dr. Nick.
He ducked out. he ducked out of the board meeting.
Yeah.
To let us know. Shocked he was able to call in the middle of a workday and chime in on this subject.
Yeah, what's up, guys? How you doing? I'm just skipping work, listening to your show. Yeah, work doesn't know I'm here. But my brother covered for me. Yeah.
Yankees are playing today, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, home game.
Yep. Yeah, opening up right now. They're
Meathead Luke Voit just hit a 3-run homer.
Nice. Who jacked it?
First inning. Luke
Who
Voit.
Who jacked it?
Luke
Voit.
Luke Voit jacked it. Jacked it to the tune of 3 runs.
Hate that guy.
He already jacked it 3 times.
No, he jacked it once, but 3 guys scored.
Get the meat
launchers
out.
Hardy.
Meat launchers.
It's like Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street. You have to. keep you focused.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth.
Blow the dust off this one.
Wow.
I do recall those were the best times, most of all.
Up this weekend, so we're going to be in the 60s both Saturday and Sunday, it looks like.
You know what that means?
High 50s tomorrow.
I woke up today and say, okay, it's the first thing you think about today, like that, like opening thought of the day. I called Jim and
turn up, Jim.
I said, Jim, you know what? I thought this is the day leading into Yacht Rock Friday.
That wasn't an original thought. We discussed it yesterday,
but you didn't think about it when you woke up today, like I did. Got me all excited
she
to come
pulled
to work
me
today.
Down. Ooh, I need clover with the rock. In the heat with the blue jean girl.
Yeah.
Burning love comes once in a lifetime. Oh, the memories never fade away. Golden girl, I'll keep you forever.
617-779-0985. Open phone lines if you want to jump on board. I know some of you bailed earlier, and we.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Between the Friedel interview and the Robert Kraft developments today, yep. And everything else,
because we have the meat launcher derby.
Again, as you who jacked it?
Oh, that's right. As you record, you know, when we start tabulating all the ding dongs
and the meat missiles,
meat counter.
That's what we'll call at the meat counter. Meat counter.
Yes.
Damn it.
You got the meat counter.
Ding.
Ding.
The meat counter.
Billy Laney got a good chuckle that one in there.
Meat counter would have been good. If Who Jacked It gets...
It's not. It's not going anywhere. Stop opening us up to
guess
that.
Guess what? Guess
please.
What? There's going to be a time in mid-May when you flip on NBC Sports Boston, one of the shows at night, and the Who Jacked It's going to be up there. New segment.
Or guys. Well, if they're into ratings, they
guys.
Might want to do something like
well,
that.
Well, we've come up with 10 good names. Chairs. So if any of the names that we threw out there shows up later, we know how they got it.
We get on the edge of our chairs. We'll get into some hot sports talk. Hey, who's your meat?
I like how you're leaning over. Yeah. Like they lean over in those chairs. All right. Yeah.
Hey, you know
guys,
what? Hey,
let's really talk sports now,
hey,
right?
Hey, roll up the seats.
Hardy goes on that show.
Hey,
I do.
Hardy's on that show. Sleeves up.
Good
let's
show.
Really talk sports. Let's
good show.
Now we're serious about talking
yep,
sports.
I'm telling you. This one, man.
Okay. Whew. Let's do this.
Hey, let's count the meat.
Loosen up the collar.
Meat counter.
Ding. Scott's in New Hampshire. Another New Hampshire call on this Brazier situation. Not sure where it's going to go. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, real quick, guys. I mean, If this was the seacoast of Mass or New Hampshire, this would not be an issue, right? I mean, the affluent communities take their kids out of school for 14 to 21 days at a time.
They do?
So, sure.
Private schools, yeah. Private schools,
they,
yeah.
But they have 2 weeks. They have 2 week private school vacation.
Well, not just private schools, but I mean, they're taking them out for 2 to 4 weeks at a time. So, I mean,
where's that evidence available?
I give Brazier a pass.
What's that based on?
You give Brazier a pass on 21 out of 23 days of school missed.
Yep, I do.
For non-medical. Wow.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.